Next patient is Mihlheim. Last name is Mihlheim. First name is Mark. I think you say that Mihlheim or something. Mark is a four-year-old gentleman admitted to hospice with end-stage heart failure. Patient currently is short of breath. Divorced, lives with family member. Suffers from cardiac cachexia, nausea, vomiting, decreased appetite, weight loss, anemia. Overall prognosis is poor, given has a KPS score of 40%. Patient's history is as follows. I'm sorry, my computer's very slow. It's loading up right now. It's not loading up now, but it's going to. Give me a minute. It stopped. Okay, here we go. So this is a 73-year-old gentleman, recently hospitalized with severe leg pain, difficulty ambulation, history of low back pain, laminectomy associated with CSF leak. His other comorbidities include myocardial infarction, atrial fibrillation, chronic kidney disease, diverticulosis, fibromyalgia, sleep apnea. Also suffers from numerous bouts of exacerbation of CHF, coronary artery disease, status post stent placement, chronic atrial fibrillation, as I mentioned. Patient develops both intermittent claudication when walking his dog and chest pain associated with shortness of breath, period. Patient is... expected to do poorly given his advanced myocardial disease. patient also has issues with syncope, shortness of breath, weakness, BPH, decreased appetite, anemia, as I mentioned. Given his advance to cardiac symptoms and his coronary findings, the patient is hospice appropriate, most likely has less than 6 months to live. This was discussed with patient and family. Before placing patient on hospice.